Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to, of course, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, Jill on Money, jillonmoney.com. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm well. I noticed that you guys are talking a lot about baseball, but you're not talking about basketball and my New York Liberty.
Well, no, we did a whole big thing on it, actually. Because Jonquel Jones, who won the MVP, used to play for the Connecticut Sun. Brianna Stewart went to UConn. We've been talking about it quite a bit.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Just to be clear, that the reason why I'm most happy that they won is that I don't have to wear a Lynx hat in Times Square, which I said I would do with WCCO Radio in Minneapolis.
Oh, so we had a
little
wager. Bet,
a little wager on the table. Whew,
the WNBA, it's funny because it was the biggest year for them in terms of news making, right? They got the most attention they've ever had, but it's not all been like they can't get out of their way. Like the Minnesota coach last night was just going,
oh, I know,
off on
that was
refs.
Terrible. I totally agree with you. That was just a big miss, but okay, we're going to be done whining. Hey, you know what? Let's start Monday off talking about death.
How about not? I mean, I was talking with an estate planning attorney I had on last week, and I it's the same thing. Like, my wife even says it to me because I actually have. In the drawer next to my bed, the one time we did a will, it was, and this is over 20 years ago, and she's like, we got to update this. We have to update this. I'm like, yeah. And I think I'm too cheap. And I honestly think I don't want to hire a lawyer or something to do this crap.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a get out of jail free card, then just go online and do it.
What is that website that everyone...
I mean, there's a million different ones. I'll talk to you after the segment. But there's like, really, you can just do it online. It's not that big a deal. And it's a lot better than it used to be. You know, of course, this is all of the money you have in the world. So the idea that you're too cheap to spend any money to actually take care of that is very funny.
I know. It's stupid.
Anyway, you are not alone in that a lot of people don't have wills. Okay, a ton. And it's National Estate Planning Awareness Week,
woo-hoo!
Which is why I circled in my calendar. And three basic documents that everybody needs. I don't care how much money you have, even if you are net in debt, it does not matter. I want you to create a will.
Okay.
Why? Because if you don't have one, it is a pain in the neck for your heirs to settle your estate. And especially if you have any children who are under the age of 18, it is vital that you name somebody the guardian, right? You got to think about this, gang. So the will is a document where your assets are passed to your designated beneficiaries. Then you've got another document that's called a healthcare proxy. It's two pages, gang. Someone is going to be assigned the right to make a healthcare decision on your behalf if you cannot do so. And then there's something called a power of attorney. This is the appointment of someone to act as your agent in different sort of business circumstances, withdrawing money from a bank, or maybe there's a tax inquiry or making a trade. Again, I like hiring an estate attorney who is qualified to do business in your state of residence, for you guys, Connecticut. But if it's doing nothing or going online, let's go and create those docs.
A couple quick questions here. It's you know what this lecture is like? It's like the dentist. They're
you got to floss. I was like, a lecturer. I made it fun. I started with a liberty.
No. I'm not negative on it, but it's like one of the dentists. They're like, you got to floss. And I'm like, I know. And then I take the floss.
Okay, let me just
say
this.
It collects
I think that the biggest problem that people have in dealing with this is that you're emotional, that you're sort of contemplating death. And I understand that's a very difficult place to put people. That's a very difficult headspace to be in. However, without doing it, it is simply this like weird process. And I know I have been the co-executor on a few different estates, and it's a pain in the neck even when the documents are done. So the reason this becomes a problem is, I love when people say, well, I don't care, I'll be dead. Oh, thank you. your heirs are really happy about that. That's such a nice gift to give when you have died.
Right.
So it is a process. And, you know, we go through, yes, you're right. It's we go to the dentist because we know we have to take care of our teeth. But more importantly, it to me, states should make you do this. This should be like registering your car, getting a license. Like, to be an adult, you should have these documents. You do not deserve to be an adult if you don't have these documents.
She's Jill Schlesinger. She's very much an adult. She works for CBS News. She has her own website. JillOnMoney.com. That's adulting too. I have serious questions. Like, can we just do, like, when it comes to power of attorney or proxy, do you just do spouse? I mean, is that
the if your spouse is going to be that person, you have to have someone contingent. If you and your wife are driving along, 95 and some knucklehead bumps you off the road and you both die, you need someone to back you up. So you always have to have someone. If you're a couple, it's important to say, yes, my spouse is my beneficiary, my spouse is my agent. If something happens to us together, here's the next person. That's usually where people get freaked out because they don't know who the next person is.
Right.
Pick somebody. And it doesn't matter. You can amend these documents in the future.
And my last serious question is, shouldn't you just put everything in a trust?
Not everybody needs a trust. I mean, you don't have to. You really don't have to.
But I thought that's how you avoid probate, right? So why wouldn't
trust assets avoid probate? But trusts are expensive, and they're not every asset should be in a trust. Like, no retirement asset should be. And you always have stuff. You know, stuff goes through probate. So yeah, I mean, it's better. You know, the easier way around that is to maybe choose something that's called a transfer on death account, where you can label it. Hey, if I die, bank, financial institution, this money in this account goes to blank, and that's called a transfer on death account, and that's a very good type of account to have if it's non-retirement.
When you say a trust is expensive, meaning to establish with the attorney?
To create it. Yeah. It's an extra layer. I mean, it's great. If you have a trust, it's awesome. Most people use trust because they don't trust their kids, or they feel like they need to do it for estate purposes. But it is very efficient. I love a trust because it is an efficient way, but Listen, it's hard enough for me to get someone to do a will. Everybody has a will in addition to a trust, so you always have to have a will no matter what. All I'm asking is these three documents. I'm putting my hands together, and I'm begging you right now. Okay. Why are you making it hard for me?
I wrote it down. Will, healthcare proxy, and power of attorney. It's done. I have it written down.
Okay.
Thank you, Jill. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.